Listener Production.
G'day, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest. Multiple online petitions have been launched calling on the state's Department of Environment to reunite a staffie and a magpie who've lived together for years. The couple behind the famous Peggy and Molly social media account have spoken of their fears for magpie Molly after he was surrendered to authorities over allegations the bird was kept unlawfully. Premier Stephen Miles says the department will work with the Gold Coast family to help them get the right permit.
The Environment Department stands ready to train Molly's parents to be wildlife carers to get them that certification so Molly can be reunited with her family.
Firefighters in the southeast have been kept busy. Four crews remain on scene at Logan Reserve after a vacant house lit up in flames this morning, a mere suburb away from an inferno which gutted a factory in Crestmead. A crime scene's been declared at the factory on Magnesium Drive, with investigators called in. It took more than 50 fireys to get that under control. Cops have not ruled out that it was deliberately lit. And a Queensland mother who learned her missing autistic son had died via Facebook is calling for better communication from forensic agencies. Luke Ferguson's body was found in September last year and formally identified by January, but Suzanne Betty says she wasn't told, instead finding out via news reports 2 months later. She says it made her feel like her son's death didn't matter, with other families reaching out to her sharing similar experiences.
I'm not alone with the frustration and anger at both our government, the police, the coronial unit. All of them bear some brunt of our anger because they failed from grassroots through to laboratory level.
The police service says Queensland Health's coronial counselling unit was responsible for informing the family of the results, but an officer inadvertently told media before that took place, then visited the family the next day to apologise. Briefly updating sport, Brisbane coach Kevin Walters has confirmed a 3-year contract extension at the Broncos, and the Titans meet the Dolphins on Saturday at home for NRL Round 4.